You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and joining me is Noelle Cockett, president of Utah State University. And President, you have an update for us as far as COVID-19 monitoring?
Well, we've had a busy weekend. We had 68 new positive cases. But again, we've discovered a high amount of COVID-19 RNA in the wastewater of a particular residential life complex.
What exactly does that mean for those who are residents of the Living Learning Center?
So last night, we actually reached out to about 115 residents of certain floors in certain Living Learning Center buildings to arrange that they could come in and be tested today and tomorrow with USU's testing system. Then on Wednesday, the Utah Department of Health will actually deploy a mobile testing unit that will come and test all the remaining residents of the LLC, the Living Learning Center, so that everyone by the end of Wednesday will have a test. The ones that were done by USU today or tomorrow will have a 24-hour turnaround. The mobile units turnaround is a bit longer, potentially even 3 days.
President Cockett, what are you telling these students about restricted activity as they await the results of their tests?
The prevention practices are so important for all of us. We've heard some, stories of people who have actually tested positive, but then gone out for a meal with their families. And this just won't work if we want to keep others safe. And so while this period of time that you must stay in your home or your bedroom or wherever, it really is critical, even if you yourself don't feel ill. As we know, people within the 18-26-year-old range are often asymptomatic.
In addition to the increase in cases at Utah State University, we've seen a number of cases, especially in Utah County, where UVU and BYU are located. How would you respond to the governor if he were to suggest universities send students home?
I would hope that he could do that on a in consultation with the institutions themselves. We certainly have been working very, very hard through our case containment process, as well as with Bear River Health Department, to keep those people in self-isolation and quarantine, and therefore limiting the community's exposure to these students. I feel like through our alert system of wastewater testing, as well as a very, very active case containment group, we have good knowledge of who would need to stay out of the classroom.
What if they decide they want to go home? Is that an option?
Yes, that is an option. They can quarantine or self-isolate at home. We will provide refunds on that, the housing, dining, and parking, if they would like to move out for the rest of the semester. However, the CDC and the White House Coronavirus Task Force did encourage students not to go home because they may expose high-risk individuals in their family.
Well, President Cockett, thank you for taking the time once again to update us on what is happening as far as testing and coronavirus monitoring at Utah State University. We'll look forward to getting the results of the tests that are happening this week sometime soon. President Noel Cockett of Utah State University. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.